Welcome back to Sports Day. Time to talk AFLW for Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6. It's as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/au. Trent Cooper is the coach of the Fremantle Dockers. He joins us now. Trent, thanks for your time.
No worries, Mark and Adam. Thanks for having me.
You must be very happy with what you've produced on the road first up against the Giants. Bit of a sluggish start, but you came home well and won quite comfortably in the end.
Yeah, it was actually, we're pretty happy with the start because it was two goals each, and that breeze was very strong to the right of screen. It maybe didn't come up on the TV, but it was pretty hard to score there all day. I think they were the only two goals for the game scored to that end, and the other end was definitely the scoring end. So we were pretty happy with our first three quarters. If anything, our last quarter, we probably should have put them to the sword, but we didn't. But yeah, still very pleased overall with the performance.
Yeah, good start. You know, a couple of wins straight to the top of the table. 32-point victory over the Giants. Did it feel a bit strange? I think I've asked that in a lot of interviews over the last 2 years. But did it feel a bit strange playing at Witten Oval against the Giants? So obviously a neutral venue being played in the Victoria between the Dockers and GWS.
Yeah, well, I only had a game. I coached at Witten Oval. We had zero crowd, so I've played there twice, but not much, not much crowd so far. But it was good, actually. We could hear the non-playing players were very loud, and the Victorian Dockers cheer squad's fantastic. I don't know if you saw the banner pre-game, but they put a lot of work into that, and they were nice and loud as well. So it was good, and we've got a pretty good record at the ground, so happy to be there whenever.
The perfect 10 coaches' votes for Hayley Miller. She's taken to the captaincy very well.
Yeah, she has. She was almost ready to have a big year. She put in a big pre-season before the captaincy came away, so it's not like she's gone to another level because of the captaincy, but yeah, we've been wrapped with what she's done in the last in both games so far, and spending a bit of time forward as well, and she's looking a real threat up there as well.
Who do you want to talk about first, Dana East or Anne McMahon? Both had wonderful moments in the game, and you must be delighted for both young ladies.
Yeah, start with Dana because she probably is the one that started us off. Quarter time, well, we looked down at the stat sheet, and I don't think Miller had touched it, and Bowers had one at one stage, and it was Dana, and we'd scored two goals in the breeze, and Dana East had seven touches and four tackles. She was instrumental early on for us, and then Bowers and Miller, they finished the game strongly, but yeah, she was really, really good, and she's just going to continue to work on her craft and develop. And Anne McMahon, we just see, you know, how clean she is. The pick up and hand pass to Miller for a goal was exceptional. And then, she got her due rewards when she did kick that goal from a long way out. So when she was lining up, we thought she had a chance because she had the breeze at her back and she can really hoof it. The girl's obviously very excited when she put it through.
Well, a fantastic moment to see after everything that she's been through over the last couple of years. Is it correct that she was maybe in doubt for the game because she'd only just finished a night shift before she flew across?
Yeah, well, when I say in doubt, I sort of floated it that, how is she feeling? Because coming off night shifts, she hasn't trained as well in the past, and it's not easy. So we spoke about the possibility of resting this game for her and then coming back because we've got a strong, fit and healthy squad who can all sort of, you know, play a role needed. But Anne was confident. She said that she finished at 7 a.m. Saturday morning, and we were at the airport at 9 a.m., so she basically went straight to the airport. And it would depend, she was going to be honest, depend on how she slept on the plane. And we got her in a business class, so I was up near the toilet, but Dan was in business class, so that was all good. And she got a bit of sleep. She got through the night fine, and she reported the next morning that she was right to go. So we had full confidence to back her in at that stage. But yeah, pretty phenomenal effort to do what she did and then come out and play as well as what she did.
Certainly is. And I can imagine after all the footy she's missed, she wasn't going to want to give up her spot easily.
No, definitely not. No, I knew that would be the case, but we also knew that she'd be honest as well. We've got a pretty tight knit group at the moment, and she would have been happy if someone else got the opportunity. She was ready to go, and yeah, more than happy to put her out there as we saw what she could do.
Speaking with Dockers AFLW coach Trent Cooper on Sports Day, the style of footy you're playing this year, is it where you anticipated it would be compared to, say, 2021? And I guess there's been difficulties with COVID and having continuity, but are you happy with what you're starting to see from this group?
Yeah, we've had an uninterrupted pre-season this year, so we've had no excuses in that regard. And, trying a few different things with our four entries. And overall, they've been working pretty well so far. And our back line as well have been... They're the reason we're actually on top of the ladder percentage-wise, because we've let through two goals in both games so far. They've been going really well down there. So far, so good. We've got tougher tests coming up, and also we've still got definitely areas that we can keep improving on, so we've just got to keep making sure that we do that.
And speaking of tests, Richmond at the Swinburne Centre is your next opponent as scheduled.
Yeah, they won very well first up against St Kilda, but I wanted to see them up against a better opposition, and they were very good against Melbourne. Melbourne, they're close to the premiership favourites at this stage, and Richmond really tested them, and they won three out of the four quarters. So, they're going to be good at Punt Road. It'll be a sellout there. It's not a big venue, but I'm sure it'll be loud with the Yellow and Black Army, and hopefully a few of our Freo supporters can sneak in there to give us a bit of impetus. But, it's going to be a really good challenge, and we're really looking forward to that.
It's only early days into the mini hub that you're in now for a few weeks. Can you give us a bit of an insight into what the setup is that you've got and what you can and can't do at the moment?
Yeah, so it's all about... We sort of can do a lot if we wanted to, but it's the risk mitigation. And over here, they're starting to just live with COVID, to be honest, and people don't seem too perturbed about catching it. So we have to be super vigilant because we know that... If one person catches, it's not great, and if it goes through the group, it could be disastrous. So we're all in single bed apartments. Sort of not only been in pairs where they can visit to cook dinner and that type of thing. Apart from that, and we're kept separate. The meeting rooms, we're inside together less than 4 hours a day and spread out in social distancing. And then we're outside. There's no restaurants, no cafes, anything like that. Maybe a takeaway coffee and... down to the beach and things like that. We've got the botanical gardens close by, so a lot of walks through there, which is very nice. But keeping it pretty simple over here at the moment.
The game itself, from what we've seen across the competition, Trent, I'm not sure how much you've been able to capture the matches and where they're at, but the feedback seems to be that the standard is going up, which is a pleasing sign for all.
Yeah, no, definitely. There's we're getting new players in, which is adding to it. But, some of the players that have been in there for 3 years now are really starting to improve as well. So the standards there now, also the coaching aspect of it, the structures are better as well. Sometimes people might say that's not great for the game, the scoring and different things, but it's harder to coach against when you see other sides now. They're just not making sort of simple errors structurally, so you have to be... on your toes the whole time. So no, I think the product's definitely standing up at this stage. And I think when we haven't seen too many of the top teams play each other as yet. And I'm really looking forward to seeing quite a few of those games. I haven't actually watched the Adelaide North Melbourne game yet, but they're the type of clashes that we'll really see how this competition is trending.
Early days yet, but the Dockers on top of the table, really good percentage, and making a significant start to their campaign to win a maiden premiership. Trent Cooper, thanks for your time. Best of luck against those Tigers.
No worries. Thanks for your time, boys.
There it is, Trent Cooper, the coach of the AFLW Fremantle Dockers side. More of Sports Day coming your way right after this.